This is Redefine Ed, the podcast. In this episode, Florida Tax Credit Scholarship alumna Denisha Merriweather talks with U.S. Senator Tim Scott.
Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
My name is Denisha Merriweather. Today I'm joined with Senator Tim Scott.
Thank you, ma'am. It's good to be with you as well.
Last year at the AFC Summit, you talked about how you went to four different public schools before fourth grade, and that sounds really familiar. And when you began to drift in high school, you found a mentor. How does your personal experience affect your views on ed policy?
Yes, ma'am. My personal experience truly does inform and educate my political position. I will say that I certainly drifted for a number of years and basically flunked out of high school as a freshman, went to four different elementary schools, as you just said. By the fourth grade, we moved into my grandparents' house and had to share a bedroom with my mother and my brother for a couple of years. My mentor came along at the right time, and I thank the good Lord that I had a strong, positive, conservative mentor. He taught me that all things were possible and that if I were to look for the problems, don't look outside and around me and look within me, because ultimately, if you can find things within yourself that you can correct, that means that you can find the seeds of your own success within that same space within yourself. So not to put yourself on a pedestal, but to take responsibility for where you are, no matter how bad your circumstances that surround you, if you can find the promise within, then you will find the hope to get to the next day. And that was such an important point of inflection for me. It changed my life, changed my trajectory. I am so thankful that the good Lord sent a mentor to me at the right time. And I have been blessed by that. And of course, the love of a powerful, strong mother, without any question, has been the key to my success.
Do you think that ed choice increases the odds for a young man like yourself who may be drifting to find a mentor to get back on the right path?
Certainly. I do believe that the more powerful your educational environment, the culture that you find yourself in, can nurture you or it can reject you. Educational choice oftentimes places good people in better opportunities, and that combination is so important. And frankly, your life story and your success, Denisha, is the best example I've heard in a very long time on how someone can find their own path. And I would have to believe that for you, as it has been for me, whether it was teachers or family members, mentors and encouragement has played a very important role in you becoming the powerful voice for good and for choice that you are today.
Thank you. And that's why I asked, because I do think it was because of, you know, the school that I got to go to that I was surrounded by of people to, you know, kind of push me and show that example how your mentor did for you, too. So thank you for that. Your bill, the Choice Act, it supports three specific groups, special needs, military families, and low-income families in D.C. I read that your brother served in military. Do you know firsthand those difficulties that military families might face getting their child into a school?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I have two brothers that both served in the military. One was a command sergeant major in the Army. The other one is an Air Force colonel who's getting closer to retirement, and both have kids, and both of those kids were not able to choose their educational path. At some point during their education, they were stuck at whatever school was the base school, no matter whether that was a good neighborhood, and oftentimes it could be a bad neighborhood or at least mediocre school. That was not a choice of the person serving in the military. So giving those folks more options, more tools in their arsenal, so to speak, so that their children can have a quality education while the service member is putting their lives on the line to protect freedom and liberty, is, I think, the right thing to do. And certainly it's easy to see the importance of making sure that kids with special needs have the opportunity to live to their full potential as well. But my brothers in the military who went from base to base certainly found themselves in that position. And before my parents divorced at 7 years old, I had the chance to also go to schools near the military base as well, in Illinois, I believe it was, and in Michigan. And so I know the firsthand that a parent doesn't choose the base they go to, and therefore they can only hope and pray that the education is good.
Yeah, and that's true. Because, and so, you know, as a conservative, you know, you sometimes think that the federal government's hand should be kind of lifted. But this is a great example of how, you know, the federal government should get involved with this issue, because, you, like you said, it is a responsibility because they're serving our country and they're moving all over the place. So that's really cool. I'm confident that EdChoice will expand for low-income families, especially under, you know, Secretary DeVos. We're both big fans. But there are many who are on record who think that, you know, President Trump won't be able to pass this big bill like a federal tax credit scholarship. Do you think something more targeted at specific groups like your bill is more likely to be passed?
I hope so. I do think that there's a lot of, as I call them, headwinds. There's some turbulence around that will make it more difficult for wholesale choice to become the rule of the day for the country. And I would suggest that my targeted audience is folks who are living in poverty who cannot afford, though they're paying taxes for their kids to go to schools, they don't get the benefit of a quality education. Therefore, being able to make those dollars portable, or as we used to call it, the backpack effect, mm-hmm. putting those dollars and spending it with the student, I think is a very important part of making sure that our kids that are stuck or mired in poverty have the exact same chance for success as a kid living in a dual family, middle income American neighborhood. Our kids who are the most vulnerable need and deserve that choice.
So backpack funding and federal tax credit, are those something that you're in favor of?
Yes, ma'am. I think to the extent that we can alleviate the stress and the pressure on a single mom or parents mired in poverty so that their child has the best chance for a quality education, and if the school in the neighborhood is an underperforming school, they too deserve the highest quality education that they can afford. And frankly, even if they can't afford it, if we can make it accessible to them, that is how we break the pipeline from school to prison, how we break the pipeline of from school to poverty. We have to make sure that the key foundation includes a strong education for that person to pursue the American dream.
So there's a lot of initiative in Congress to, you know, push for school choice. But what can Congress do to encourage, you know, states to support school choice?
Well, the good news is that over the last couple of years, Denisha, states have moved in that direction. We need more states moving in that direction, not fewer. So I am excited about the fact that there are over 25 school choice programs throughout the country now. I look forward to seeing one in every state. The goal for us on the federal level is not to require states to have school choice programs, but to encourage the states to take a serious look at those trapped in poverty and to look for ways to break that cycle of generational poverty. And education is a very important part of it. And if they see the light, I believe they will move in that direction, which is good news for kids like me and kids like you.
Mm-hmm.